in that cold metal chair just as I had for the past 5 months and read Step 1 on the wall for the 100th time. But this time, I asked with all my heart for God to help me. And a strange thing happened. A physical sensation came over me, like a wave of pure energy. And I felt the presence of God in that dingy little room. I went home that night, and for the first time in years, I did not have to open the cupboard with the half-gallon jug of vodka in it. Not that night, or any night since. God had restored me to sanity. And I took step two the very moment I surrendered and accepted my powerlessness over alcohol and the unmanageability of my life. I attended at least one meeting every day, emptied ashtrays, washed coffee pots, and on the day I took a 30-day chip, a friend took me to an AA get-together. I was in absolute awe of the power of 2,000-plus sober alcoholics holding hands, saying the final prayer together. And I wanted to stay sober more than I wanted life itself. Returning home, I begged God on my knees to help me stay sober one more day. I told God to take the house, take the job, take everything, if that's what was needed for me to stay sober. That day, I learned two things: the real meaning of step three, and to always be careful what I prayed for. After 5 months of sobriety, I lost that six-figure job with the firm. The wreckage of my past had caught up with me, and I was out of work for a year. That job would have been lost whether I was drunk or sober, but thank goodness I was sober, or I probably would have killed myself. When I was drinking, the prestige of the job was my self-worth, the only thing that made me worth loving. Now, I was starting to love myself,